I'm Mark Silber. I'm an author, educator, filmmaker in Carmel, California. So good to have you guys with us. If you don't mind, while you're at, when you're thinking about it, go ahead and subscribe and enable the bell so you don't miss any of our shows, because we've got lots of great stuff coming up here. Our show is brought to you by our friends at Bay Photo Lab, and you guys should get stuff printed. I'm going to show you what I just got printed here in a second. 25% off on fine art canvas wraps. That's pretty cool. You can still get 15% off on metal prints and 15% off on acrylic prints and 25% off on your first order. I'm putting some of my photographs for sale downtown Carmel. These are very small versions of what will be larger framed prints, but you can order these from Bay Photo with the mat and already encased in cellophane, which makes it really handy. And on the back, what's gonna happen there, this is all about sharing, is there will be my artist statement in here and also where they can order more prints. That's all part of getting your work out to the world. Here's some other ones. You know, if you've seen my books, you might recognize some of these. And, you know, these are handy for selling because they're kind of a grab-and-go item that you can put in a bin and people can go through them, while I also have my larger prints on the wall, prints and framed. So Bay Photo, you can't really see, but these are excellent quality reproductions. This is what I love about Bay Photo. You know, the shininess kind of, but there's that one from the Grand Tetons. Anyway, use Bay Photo Lab. One of the great things about them is that you can have them do the whole thing. You can have them mat them. I use double mats, framed, takes care of the whole thing. Believe me, you do not want to get into the framing business. And unless I want custom frames, and I'll make the print and take them to a custom framer, I do that as well. But it takes such the hassle out of your whole workflow. So go to Bay Photo, you know, send something over, get it matted, get it framed, and you'll be really super happy with the results. Okay, guys, well, let's dive into, you know, I've been doing this series of getting unconfused about photography, but you might have felt confused about any aspect of photography, and especially I think what's really confusing can be, how do you share it? How do you get it out to the world? Should you even do it? So remember, we've got the secret key decoder ring. The secret decoder ring. Hey, kids, it all makes sense now. There's Susie. And here's why it makes sense, because we've decoded photography and put it into a form that you can really understand how it all fits together. So you have visualization at the center. You've got knowing your equipment, capturing, which is composition and lighting, processing with your software, and then finally sharing and getting your work out to the world. And that's all covered in my book, Advancing Your Photography. And there it is. And that's what I talked to you guys about. I mean, since I worked that out, probably, wow, it's maybe 8 or 9 years ago, I haven't seen any reason to ever shift off of it. And it really works for me to keep myself oriented to where I am in the process. Now, where we're going to start is, we're not even going to start taking a look at your prints or how you share them. We're going to start with you. This is super important, and I'm going to spend some time talking to you about it here. So, before you even put your prints on the wall, or you put them in a book, or you put them in a film, or whatever you're going to do with them, it's really important to work out your vision of yourself as a photographer. I mean, we could go really deep and philosophical on this and work out your vision of yourself as a person. I am actually going through a new branding phase for myself. And that is, I, you know, for years, I basically have used Advancing Your Photography as my brand and my books and my interviews and that sort of thing. And I really come to realize that I need to elevate my own brand, which is Mark Silber, separate from people I interview, because obviously I've acquired a lot of knowledge myself. So I'm kind of working that out. And one of the reasons I'm putting those videos up on Instagram is so that you can hear from me directly. So if you haven't already done so, please follow me on Instagram. But going back to you, it's really important to think, take your notebook out, because this is how you do this exercise. You've got your, somewhere I've got my notebook buried under all sorts of stuff. This is my, one of my notebooks. This is the official AYP notebook. And you open it up and work this out, like who you are as a photographer. You want to apply the power of visualization to yourself. Everything starts with your vision. Everything. You wake up in the morning, what am I going to do with my day? You know, you should visualize that. You should actually, and I do that. I visualize it, I put it on a piece of paper. These are the things I know I'm going to get done today. That's my vision for the day. I have boards where I visualize, you know, longer term programs and where I'm going. But put your vision out there. What genre do you want to be known for, or do you feel you excel at? You might be involved with a number of different genres, but which one is the one that resonates for you the most? That you want to be known for. You want to clearly establish that for yourself. Sometimes it's hard to get that feedback from, you know, feedback from yourself doesn't really work because you're so closely involved. So sometimes it's good to talk to somebody you really trust. In fact, a friend of mine just did that. He sent me 50 photographs and said, I'd like your feedback, Mark. Like, which do you feel stands out and really looks like my brand? And so I'm doing that. But you should have a trusted person, somebody that you feel like they give you some advice that it's going to make sense and they're not going to chop you up. Because you're not looking for criticism. You're looking for what do you see when you look at these and what stands out the most? You look at other great artists and you'll see that they're primarily known for a single genre. Doesn't mean they don't do other types of work, but they're known. Their brand is really based around one genre. And let's look at some examples here. Henri Cartier-Bresson, you think of him, you don't think of landscapes, although he does have photographs of landscapes. You think of street and candid photography. He also became a very skilled pen and ink artist. That actually is where he transitioned from photography to that. If you think about it, black and white photography can transition really well to a pen and ink. Annie Leibovitz, she does get into other genres. I know that she had put in her books some landscapes, but she's primarily known for her celebrity portraiture. That's what you think of. You know, your instant thought, Annie Leibovitz is a celebrity photographer. Bob Holmes, travel photography. He also shoots many other genres. He shoots portraiture and he shoots vineyards. But even the vineyards really kind of came out of his travel photography and his portraiture as well. But that's what he's known for. He's, you know, multi-award winning travel photographer. Johan Vermeer, paintings of everyday life. You know, and obviously his lighting has become a brand in unto itself. The north-facing light, beautiful lighting on a person's face. You know, that's part of his brand. But really, it was that he created these everyday images that we could see, very much like a photograph. So this is important to think about this and to work it out. It's not the easiest exercise in the world, I've got to tell you. because you're asking yourself, what do I represent to the world? When you look at my work, what do you see? And again, this is why it's good to have some feedback from other people. You guys can also and should use our AYP club as a place to do this exercise. You can post as many of your photographs as you'd like and say to the community, when you look at these, in fact, Jared, let's create a project for this. When you look at these, tell me what you see. You know, which ones jump out for you? Let's say you have three or four different genres, sports, let's say, portraiture, landscapes. You might put an example of one of each of these and say, which one of these resonates for you the most? And go down that path. That's the great thing about the AYP Club community. It's your laboratory. You can put your work there and get really good feedback from trusted people. So I'd like you guys to take advantage of that. And maybe, Jared, you can also just, for those who aren't members, put a link in the description here or the comments. But that's one of the purposes that I formed the AYP Club for, was so you would have this opportunity to share in a safe space your work and get feedback from fellow artists. Super important. So I'm gonna throw that out there as a must do. That's as far actually as I want to go today. I'd like to just elaborate a little bit more how important it is to take this step and take a look at yourself as an artist, the kind of work that you do, what really resonates for you, what will resonate for other people too. Because the thing about being an artist is it's not just for you. It's not just for your own personal self-satisfaction. It's getting it out to the world is the most satisfying feeling. I, for many years, had boxes of negatives because I had gone away from photography, but I still had my boxes of negatives in prints, and they sat there gathering dust. And what actually happened was interesting. And I believe it was about 2003 or four, one of my sons scanned a bunch of my prints. I was not in the digital age, you guys, as far as photography was concerned. I was using computers, but I hadn't even touched Photoshop. But he scanned them and he put them together as a kind of a montage. And I looked at it and I went, wow, kind of cool. Kind of cool to have somebody else do this. And that actually woke me up to the idea that maybe I should get back into photography. It was a moment. And he picked out his own prints that he saw and put them in a scanner, put them together in a montage, and actually is what jump-started my career as a pro photographer again. So having somebody who can help you do that is super valuable. So I want you guys to do this exercise. I want you to sit down and look at yourself as a photographer, decide what your brand is, test it, put it out on AYP Club, get some feedback, and really try to narrow this down. That's part one. So we'll be taking up part two soon. Well, thank you guys for joining us, and it's always great to have you here with us. Last time, I was talking about visualizing yourself as a photographer and as an artist. I hope you've done that exercise. Listen, guys, this isn't about just thinking stuff. You got to do the work. It's the same thing with my books. You know, I want you guys to do the work in create. Like, at the end of every chapter, there's stuff you got to do. That's how you can't just read a book about cooking and not go into the kitchen and cook, or a book about sports and not actually do the sport. This is the same thing. So make sure you do this exercise that I gave you, which is visualizing yourself, your brand. Try to narrow down your genre to really one thing. Now, having done that, let's talk about now, how are you going to get your work out to the world? And there's a big false belief out there, which is many people believe their photos aren't good enough to share. And the secondary false belief, and that's something I want you to just, I want to get rid of that. You can put your work out to the world. Start with the AYP Club. It's a very safe environment. Test the water, see how it feels. Because I know it can be scary and be you're vulnerable. You're putting something out there. I just recently went through this because I'm making a series of reels and short videos in Instagram. And, you know, it's always a little scary to see how is this stuff going to be received? Are people going to go, Mark, don't do that. We don't like that. You know, stick with, stay in your lane or whatever. And I was happy to see, you know, it resonated. And by the way, you guys need to follow me on Instagram so you don't miss those because I'm going to be putting them up very regularly. And it is, you are vulnerable when you put your work out. I don't care whether it's a single photograph, a blog post, posting on social media, writing a book. You don't know until you put it out there what's going to happen. And it's, you know, it's always an interesting journey to see what resonates for people. But you don't do not hang on to this idea that your work isn't good enough. I believe in you. So you've got one believer right here. I'm not kidding. I believe in you. And I want you to believe in yourself. That's really, really important. The secondary thing is the only way to get your work out is to put it on social media. That's like being a cook and you're only cooking fast food. You know, you're cooking eggs, hash browns, and bacon. That's your whole repertoire. No. You got a lot of other ways to share, and let's go over some of those right now. But I can't overstress the importance of getting your work out of your phone, out of your computer, out of a shoebox or wherever it might be stored and out to the world. I've been beating the drum on this for 14 years. Really, I think I first, maybe longer than that, I wrote an article and one of the things I wrote about is you got to share, get your stuff out of the shoebox and into the world. And that was actually written around 2006. So that's a long time ago. You're at the final stage of the cycle of photography, which is sharing your work. And I do mean sharing in the broad sense, which can include social media, selling your photographs like I'm doing now. These were printed by Bay Photo with the mats already in place. These are mini versions of much larger ones that will go on the wall. So somebody could grab one of these, take it home and frame it. But also the big versions are going to be sold framed so that they're accessible in different ways. But selling your work is really satisfying. Being part of an exhibit, being printed in magazines and books, there's a lot of ways to get your work out to the world, and it's really important. Now, one of the things I recommend is that you put your, and this is actually a recommendation that came from Chase Jarvis, put a portfolio together of your top 10 best photographs and put them in a portfolio case like this. So that when you go somewhere, like you go to a place that you, a gallery, let's say, and I've done this, you want to show your work, don't send them an online link. Show them the actual physical photographs. And a handy way to do that is to put them in this portfolio case and let the curator look through it. Why 10? You could put more. But the thing is, you want to really stick with your 10 best photographs. Now, that should be changing. As you get better, swap out. You go, this one isn't as good as I thought it was anymore. Take it out, put the new top 10 in there, and just keep elevating your top 10 all the time. And this little handy tool will really open some doors for you, because one thing you can do is get out there. Think of a place that should be showing your work and go there and show them an example. Like I did this early on when I was relaunching my career. I went to galleries, I went to stores, and mostly I was met favorably. You know, not everybody's going to accept your work, but it's actually really good to get out there and show them and see what resonates. Now, let me give you a tip. When people are looking at your work, don't talk. Don't chatter. There's a temptation. You're nervous. You know, what are they thinking? And you're going to fill that in with a lot of chatter. You're distracting them from your real communication, which is your work. Your photographs are a form of communication. Let them look. If they have a question, of course, answer it. But don't say anything. Zip your mouth. That viewer, and this goes for when people are looking at your work on the wall, don't go interrupt them and go, you know, that was taken in, 1926 with my Hasselblad or whatever. They're not asking you that question. And one thing I also noticed, when somebody looks at a photograph, they're getting their own vision. It's like in their world, they're getting that photograph. Like this photograph of the blue door. And they may think, wow, that's in Greece. How amazing to find that door in Greece. And I butt in and I go, actually, no, that was in Mazatlan, above Mazatlan in Mexico. Why change their illusion? They're not asking for that. Now, if somebody says, well, Mark, where was that door taken? I'll tell them. But otherwise, let them have their own moment with it. And that goes back to showing your work and your portfolio. Let the curator go through there. If they'll have questions, great. But let them have their moment. That's really important. And that's true, you'll find, throughout your career. Let people experience that moment with you, that communication that you've given them. It's very important. It's very special. You don't want to bust into it. Okay, and I've made that mistake. And I've actually seen the expression on their face change from one of sort of pleasure to one of like, oh, I guess I didn't have that right. You're kind of giving them a little bit of a lose on it. I learned not to do that. Okay, so there's prints that you can make. This is a big version of the one I just showed you a moment ago. This is actually custom framed and it's hanging on one of our walls here. Remember, your home, your apartment, your office space can be your best gallery. So make sure when you walk into my house, there's one photograph that is not mine from a famous artist. The rest of them are all mine. So people walk through the house, they're getting a look at my work. They're getting an exhibit. And I do tell them stories because they usually ask, where is that, Mark? And so I'll tell them the story behind it. But use your space. If you live in a room that's 12 by 12, you've got a lot of wall space. I mean, I'm looking at my office, which isn't even 12 by 12. There's a lot of wall space. Use it. But don't clutter it up. Do not make, and I don't like this, where I see a wall with three layers of photographs on it. It's too cluttery. Let each one stand on its own. Let each one have its own space so that as you're walking around, it's like highlighting that one photograph. Let it breathe. Don't squish them together. Let them each have their own space. That's actually an important tip. Because I've never been a fan of looking at a wall with, I mean, it's one thing if it's a family, okay, a family group of portraits, that's fine. But I'm talking about your fine artwork. Let each one exist in its own space. It's very important. So get your prints made. Use Bay Photo Lab. They're excellent. You can get them. You see how this is a double mat? This was not made by Bay Photo Lab. This is a custom framer that I use. And he's brilliant because he found a frame to match the photograph and he does a great job at that. Generally, I frame my prints in a black frame. I'm very usually very traditional about it, but I have, on occasion, I have done some custom framing. But I do really like double matting. I just feel like it adds that layer. You know, it's a frame. You've got a frame within a frame. You've got the frame of the print. You've got a matte outer layer, inner layer. Then you've got your print. And it just helps dress things up. You know, it's like wearing a tie and a jacket. It just dresses it up. You can order those when you're on Bay Photo. You can specify double mat, single mat. I don't recommend, honestly, anything other than a white mat. That's just me. I wouldn't even use off-white. I just use a pure white. I just feel like that's the best way to show off your work. And then you can, with Bay Photo Lab, you can choose a number of different frames. I, again, just use black as my go-to. So get some made, put them on your wall if you haven't already done that. Don't tack up photographs without a frame. You could put them on a mat, but they're going to get dirty and messed up. So put them in a frame. That's really important. And it helps present your work. You know, in cooking, there's this whole art of plating your food. What if you took this beautiful meal you just made, chicken cordon bleu, and you just sort of slopped it on a plate? It wouldn't taste as good. It would not taste as good. The plating actually helps you have this whole vision, and it actually adds to the taste. There's something about it. Creativity improves everything. Just remember that. Okay, you can also make cards. This was a card for one of my exhibits, My Mexico 1969, which is when I went to Mexico as a high school student. You can make cards and use them for your business. Rachel, actually, I happen to have hers right here. Good job, Rachel. So she sends these out, I think once a month. This is a postcard. Very smart, reminding people that she's there and the types of work she does. She has a QR code on there. Very, very smart, Rachel, if you're watching this. This is the way to get yourself noticed. A postcard with one of your photographs. And then on the back, who you are, what you offer. Mail that out to your clients. Not very expensive, but very effective. Notice I didn't throw this away. It's sitting here. Okay. Go to it. Okay. So those are some ideas, additional ideas for getting your work out to the world. Of course, creating books. I am creating a new book soon. I've actually got one that is almost done. I need to wrap it up. But, you know, my books all have my photographs in them. But I'm making fine art and story books about some of my adventures because I've been on a lot of adventures. And I'm going to just highlight those. You can get them made at Bay Photo Lab also. They'll make books for you. Boom. You should have an online gallery. I use Smug Mug. I really like Smug Mug. I've been using Smug Mug since 2008 or so, maybe 7. I was an early adopter. I actually did some workshops for them. I really like these guys. Their product is excellent. And the cool thing about it, and you see I've got more than 10 here, and you can certainly have more than 10 on your online gallery. But what I wouldn't do is page after page after page, narrow it down. I need to actually go through this and narrow it down again. But the great thing about these is you can click on them. It opens up each individual print or photograph. And then you can click on buy this photograph. And that goes to my Bay Photo account. So they actually place the order right there. It gets ordered through Bay Photo Lab and it can get shipped to them directly. How cool is that? The other thing you can do with your Smug Mug, and I really wish I'd done this years ago, you don't need to have two websites. It's what I have. I have my content and all that stuff on one website. Then I have Bay Photo Lab, and I have Smug Mug where I have my photographs. You can actually do it all on Smug Mug. Keep it easy and simple for yourself. But I really, really recommend, I think we have a discount link somewhere. If we don't, we should post that. I'll make sure we get that up there, because we have a discount from them. So you should have an online gallery also where people can find, like, let's say when they buy one of my prints, at the bottom of my artist statement, I'm adding a QR code. I do have the website, the URL here, but the QR code, you know how those work. You just scan it with your phone and it opens it right up, as Rachel did. So that's a really good idea. Because you want to get your work out to the world, you want to have people know where they can get more of your work. That's super important. Don't forget that. And don't forget that you're always marketing. You are, unless you get so big that somebody else markets for you, you are your own chief marketing officer, your own CMO. And don't ever feel like there's anything wrong with self-promotion. You're not really, in fact, self-promoting. You're wearing a different hat. You're promoting for, like, I'm promoting for the photographer known as Mark Silver, and I happen to be his CMO. It's just a different hat. So I want you guys to look at these ways of getting your work out to the world. Again, you can test things out in the AYP Club. That can be your laboratory for experimentation. But just do the things I've talked about, okay? It's really important. Start with getting prints on your own wall, making your own museum, your own gallery. Start there and just keep rolling out from there. One thing you can always do is look around in your community for places where you can show your work. Maybe a school that you went to. They always love to hear from their alumni. And you can pitch them on the idea of doing an exhibit. You maybe have a local coffee house. You can put it on their wall. Maybe there's a gallery that you could get your work into. I've done all these things and it's fun. It's a thrill, actually. So it's in my book. I actually have in both Create and Advancing Your Photography, pretty thorough checklist for how to do that. So make sure you guys are following that advice.